the barbarian nations that she answered by an interpreter. To most of them she spoke herself, as to the Ethiopians, Troglodytes, Hebrews, Arabians, Syrians, Medes, Parthians, and many others whose language she had learnt, which was all the more surprising, because most of the kings who were her predecessors scarcely gave themselves the trouble to acquire the Egyptian tongue, and several of them quite abandoned the Macedonian. Plutarch's comments reveal that Cleopatra was literate and interested in people. It is quite plausible that she herself, rather than a scribe, may have recorded her thoughts and observations. During Cleopatra's lifetime, writers used clay tablets as well as leather parchment and papyrus to record information. These papers could be glued together side by side to form one long piece, sometimes up to 30 feet wide, which would then be rolled onto a scroll simultaneously from both ends. Archaeologists have discovered manuscripts such as these that had been stored in clay jars centuries before. Perhaps the most celebrated discovery was in 1947,